The unfolding of the Word of God gives light and understanding to the simple. Join us as we listen to the Word of God from God's servant. Be blessed.
A resounding amen. Please celebrate God with a clap offering as you remain seated in God's presence. Hallelujah. I count it a real privilege to be given this responsibility this morning to be God's mouthpiece to us, His children. Because everything about you is special. So God will not allow just anybody to come to mess your destiny. Everything about you is specific, is special. So for God to have allowed it, I return all the praise unto Him. And I want to thank our Father who always believed God in our lives to stand to represent Him. And our mommy in the house, please, can you just help me celebrate them with a clap offering? Hallelujah. I'm not prepared to molest this opportunity. Praise the Lord. Very quickly this morning, we want to look at something from the pages of the scriptures. And I want to believe that something is going to drop for somebody's destiny again this morning. Something is going to happen to you that on your return from this meeting, even the devil will know that you are a changed person. God doesn't do anything by chance. He does everything on purpose. God will never wake up suddenly and remember, I was supposed to create somebody. I was supposed to bless this person. No. He has everything in plan. So God doesn't make any mistake. Praise the Lord. So you are unique in the agenda of God. You are very unique. And that understanding is what we must strive in this morning. Because the Bible speaking in the book of Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 16. He said, a man that strays away from the path of understanding will rest in the company of the dead. What is the implication? If you don't have the proper understanding of who you are or what you are meant to do, you are likened to a dead man. Praise the Lord. That even though you are living, but because you don't know why you are living, because you are not maximizing the purpose for which you are living, on that purpose, the individual is likened to a dead man. It's like a man that strays away, that wanders away from the path of understanding, will rest in the company of the dead. But that will not be your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. This morning we want to quickly consider a topic. Seek first the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Seek first the kingdom of God. But before we go fully into the message, I want you to pray this prayer. Because that is what God is saying. That by His mercy, He's going to arrest the mess of your life. That's what God is saying. I don't know who is speaking to this morning. I don't know where you are this morning. I don't know where you are weeping. I don't know where the situation of your life is embarrassing you. I don't know where the case of your destiny is becoming an embarrassment. In your seated position, you are going to speak to God. Lord, let your mercy swallow up my mess in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your mercy swallow up my mess. It may not be a mess as it were, but you need God. You need God to step into something over your life. Can you just speak to Him? Lord, let your mercy, is the mercy of God. That's the way He gave it. Let your mercy swallow up every mess around my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, let every mess around my life be swallowed up. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever represents shame, whatever represents struggles, whatever represents inadequacies in my life, let your mercy prevail over them this morning. Lord, I want the glory of the Almighty to be seen upon my life. In the name of Jesus, Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Seek first the kingdom of God. We have our text taken from the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. It's a scripture we are familiar with. But God will be helping us to bring out one or two things from that verse of the scripture. I will encourage you to read from the previous verses before you get to this point. It talks about so many powerful things that we need to meditate upon. In verse 21, he said, "Where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be." But we'll be making reference to some of these ones. But he said, "But seek first the kingdom of God." I want us to follow keenly. "And his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." How many things? All these things. All these things. When God speaks, he speaks according to his capacity. And he speaks according to his integrity. If he says that for you to seek first his kingdom, every other thing will be added unto you. Brethren, we struggle for what we ought not to struggle for because we don't follow the path of God for our lives. Why you are still struggling is because you are following the path you have charted for yourself. If you are following it adequately, the way God has orchestrated it, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall fear no evil. Hallelujah. Struggle will continue as long as you remain on your own path. If you remain on the path of the Almighty, I tell you, destiny is sweet. You come to discover that life will be unfolding as though you have one superpower somewhere. Of course you do, because Christ in you is that hope of glory. Hallelujah. So if your destiny will gain meaning according to the plan of God, you are required to follow the laid down order that God has orchestrated for your life. You cannot do it contrary and expect that result to come. It can never happen. And that is what man is copying from God. That is why in so many instances in life, they will give you conditions. This is what we want you to follow. One time read about a young graduate. You know, after school then, we were just reading everything so that we could prepare well for interview. So I read about this young man. He had been looking for a job for years. And one day, he read one of these engineering courses. He was invited for one lucrative job for the interview. And he went there. He said when he got there, the multitude he met scared him. He didn't even know where to start when he enters into the hall. And when they got into the hall, they gave them the question paper from the first page to the second page, filled up. And they told them, "You are spending just 5 minutes to answer this." And so at the start of the time, everybody launched into it. They were rushing. Those who have read, they checked through. They discovered that I can do everything. But the constraint now is the time. So how will I manage to do it? So they were struggling. People were writing. See, a whole number of people were just writing. But this young man, with the help of God, picked the question paper, read through the instructions. And the instructions said, "Write only your name and submit. Write only your name and submit." He looked around. He saw everybody writing. But why will you tell us to just write only our names? And you still set questions like this. So plenty. But the instruction says, "Write only your name." He struggled. He just wrote his name. And the invigilator came within 5 minutes and said, "Submit." Some people were flexing their muscles that with what I wrote, nobody will write something like that. when the result came, this young man was the only one that was picked. The company said, the position in which you want to fill up or want to put somebody is basically on following instructions. It's not all about what you know. But even if you know it and you can't follow instructions, you will mess up the job for us. Brethren, it's not how pious you look or how spiritual you look or because you know you can just pray or do things. Are you following the laid down principles of God for your life? If God says, squat, that is where your breakthrough will come. Why will you struggle with him and say, God, in this situation, nobody has ever squatted? Why will you tell him that I know better, I can do it? You know what Lema tell that little girl? I mean, the servant, he said, why will I go to that river? That river. Are there no better rivers in Israel? Why will he tell me to go to that river? But the servant said, my master, I know you are a superpower. But you know one thing? Your destiny is at stake. This problem will not go. Even though you are a captain of the Syrian army, we know you to be mighty. But you know your power has never helped you to clean up yourself. But the instruction is saying that this is the simple way to go about it. But you are still saying that you know better. But that continue. But as he obeyed, the Bible says, as he was coming out of the river, his body was restored. Somebody's destiny will be restored this morning. It says, seek first the kingdom of God. Now, he's not telling you just to seek his kingdom. Take note of the statement. He says, seek first. Praise the Lord. If, for example, at home, as a mother or as a wife, after cooking, the head of the house, the father says, serve my own food first. What does it mean? I must be the priority, isn't it? My own must be the first to be done. So God is saying, I made you. I created you. I know how to bring out that beauty I have created for you. I know how to make your destiny to be fulfilled. You don't need to sweat. The way God made us, hallelujah, you are custom made. Say to yourself, I am custom made. It's in the scripture. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 42. We are coming back to our text. Sorry, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21. And I think I will want it in message fashion. Okay, can we read it together, everybody? The people I made, especially for myself, people custom made to praise me. People what? Custom. Now, let's look at this word, custom made. Take a car as an example. If a car is custom made, what does it imply? It means that car has a different file from every other car. Hello, people of God. That car does what? Has a different file. It has a different specification. You can't find it anywhere. Even if you can see the same type being driven by somebody else, there will be something that will be different in that custom made because it is made specifically to satisfy the buyer. The buyer will tell them, this is what I want. And it will be made. Any custom made car, you don't have the duplicate somewhere else. You don't have a copy of it somewhere else. In fact, if it is discovered, that buyer can sue the company. Are we together, people of God? For God to say that you are custom made, we are going somewhere. So that you will understand the expectation of God over your life. That's why he led us through to that scripture, Proverbs 21 verse 16, that a man who wanders away from the path of understanding will rest in the company of the dead. So you are custom made. what is the word of God? And what is God saying? Do you know that in spite of multitudes of children of God, nobody is new? Oh my God. Some people will not believe it. You know, that's what God has been doing through our Father, through our Grace Devotional, to make our understanding to open up. No, as numerous as we are, as children of God, there is no another you. Anybody in your place is a replacement. Tell yourself, I will not be replaced in the agenda of God. I will not be replaced in the agenda of God. You are custom made. Your function to God. Hello. It's not just your function in the church. Hello, people of God. Your function to God. Hallelujah. Your function to God. What you are doing to minister to Him is not given to another person. It's only you that has the right. You are custom made. And so God has placed His mark upon you that this is what I have sent you forth to do. That's why He said, these people I have made for myself, they are custom made to praise me. If you check another version, He said, and they must praise me. Amplified. Said, and they will do it. They will praise me. He said, no, that is Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21, amplified. So He said, they will do it. Why? Because He knows what He has done. He said, these people I formed for myself. Hello, people of God. He formed you for Himself. Can we say it loud and clear? He formed me for Himself. Let me digress a little. I don't know what your spouse has spoken to you that you are good for nothing. I don't know what somebody has said about you. Or maybe by your academic performance, you have rated yourself that you are a second-class citizen. That is not the agenda of God. You may not have enough money in your pocket. That does not change your integrity. You may not have enough money in your pocket, but that does not change who God has made you to be. You were made before the issue of money came into your life. Don't let the devil play on your mentality, on your understanding. Because as long as you fail to understand, that individual is as good as a dead man. So He said that they may set forth my praise and they shall do it. Hallelujah. Tell yourself, my life will praise God. Say it loud and clear, my life will praise God. But can you see that you are unique in the agenda of God? See, everything physical you see is a copy of what is divine. Hello? It's a copy of what is divine. And I don't know why we are using the issue of cars. An example, if you check, every car has what is called chassis number. And what do we call it? Chassis number is the unique number that is specifically dedicated to that car. You won't get that chassis number twice. In fact, if you go further, they said that chassis number is the fingerprint of the car. Hallelujah. It's the fingerprint of that car. Now, if you need to dissect it more, you discover that you are not just custom made. You have your own spiritual chassis number. God knows you. You know what He said? Even the ears on your head, they are numbered. Do you think God will be wasting His time on what is not important to Him? If it is not important to Him, He will not give attention to you. He will not give attention to you. So God made you specifically to praise Him. Praise the Lord. So the expectation of heaven over you is that your life will give Him praise. It's so unfortunate today that we see Christians disappointing God. Go to our various offices, you see Christians stealing money. We don't understand who we are. You see Christians in example cheating. You see Christians doing the unbelievable. is because you don't know who you are. If you know your worth, you will discover it's not pride. There's a way you carry yourself that even people that want to molest you will not come close to you. You know what happens to us? The devil always capitalizes on our circumstances to work on our mentality. We oftentimes define ourselves by what happens to us. We are already defined before we were born. So it is not what you are going through that defines you. But God already had a master plan of your life before you were even born. So the main purpose of God's of you being created by God is that your life will give praise to Him. He said, and you will do it. Say to yourself, I will do it. If you have this understanding, you won't need anybody to be running after you before you do your quiet time, because you know it's more than just reading the Bible. You are servicing your life for the service for which God has given birth to you. So God says, seek first the kingdom of God. He said that is the blueprint on how to make your destiny colorful. One of the men of God in this country that we are blessed with said, he said, if you want to know my secret, go and search out to know my love for God. He said, that is my secret. If you want to know the secret of my exploits, then check to know my love for God. He said, my wife knows that I love God more than her. He said, my wife knows that I love God more than her. There is no how you follow this blueprint and your life will not be a wonder on the earth. Seek first the kingdom of God. And let's quickly run through. We have seen that we are going to look at the word seek. But we are going to first look at what does it mean to seek first the kingdom of God. He said, and His righteousness. We may not go into that proper. Righteousness is talking about there is that you need to understand His doing and His ways. Praise the Lord. That seeking the kingdom of God, you need to understand His doings. How is God doing it? What is the latent order that I must follow? He said, and all these things, all shall be added unto you. Get it, brethren. We are not saying that there won't be challenges. There will be issues that want to confront you. But if you can stay true to the principle of God, you will overcome them. He said, all these things shall be added unto you. The previous verse, he said, why do you seek the same thing that the Gentiles are running after? He said, you are running after it. How will I feed myself? What will I wear? What will I eat? What will I do? Do you know, brethren, I've discovered. Okay, let me say this. You know, from this scripture, your real status is that you are a full-time Christian, but you are a part-timer at every other thing you do. You are a full-time Christian, but you are a part-timer at every other thing you do. What does it mean? If you check the way you handle things of God, you discover that you have placed God as secondary in your life. Take it for example. Some of us can be so much in a hurry to rush to our offices without doing our quiet time. At that point, which one is most important? The one you give your attention to is most important to you. Yes, nobody is saying you must not work. You must work for you to eat, because that is the system God has put in place. But what he's saying is that you are first a child of God, a child of destiny, sent into the world before you engage in every other earthly work. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Whatever profession, whatever vocation, whatever career you engage in, it is secondary to the purpose of God over your life. So he's saying that is why he could tell you, or God can tell you categorically, that seek me first. Because he knows the way he has orchestrated it. That my life with you is the number one. Every other thing follows after. Praise the Lord. So for me that you are saying, I'm a full-time Christian. I'm a full-time Christian. Any other thing you see me do, they are just additional. It means wherever you find yourself, Christ must be seen in you predominantly. Praise the Lord. Do you know that some of us, where we work, they can't even say you are a Christian. They can't even say you are a child of God. Because the truth of the word of God is not manifesting in your life. You talk the way they talk. You do the same thing they do. They complain, you complain. They steal, you steal. They lie, you lie. What makes you to be different from them? They will not do the work until they are given query. You are also in the same category. What then is the light that you are carrying? So you are first a Christian before every other thing follows. So he says that you are not just to seek his kingdom. You are required to seek his kingdom first. So where do you place God in your life? He said he made you for himself. You are custom made. He made you to do something on earth. To disappoint principalities. To make hell to know that there is another God that have sent into the world. Psalm chapter 82 and verse 6. He said, ye are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High. But you will die like me, amen. He said, ye are gods. Though you carry flesh and blood, but you are representing me on earth. You are God. You are representing the kingdom. You are not representing yourself. Do you know that you are not living for yourself? Praise the Lord. You are not living for yourself. You are living for God. Hallelujah. Tell yourself again, I know I'm living for God. And if that statement is true, if God should mark our lives, do you think you are up to the task? I am living for God. My life is first to bring glory to God. Then every other thing will be added to my life. Now, so it is a requirement to seek God first. It is not just a talk. It's a requirement. Praise the Lord. And if it is a requirement, it is not negotiable. Praise the Lord. It is not negotiable. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. I want us to see something from there. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 1. Okay. Can we read it together, everybody? For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ, for you Gentiles. Now, please take note of it. I said a statement that you are not living for yourself. That is what Paul just gave to us here. He said, for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner, what he's saying is that I have no will of my own. I am bought with a price. My life is no longer my own. I'm living for the master. And now say, how is he living for the master? He said, a prisoner of Christ for you Gentiles. So he had that understanding that he was sent to reconcile me unto God. Let's go to verse 2. He said, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you. Let's continue. How that by revelation he made known to me the mystery as I have briefly written already. Let's jump to verse 10 to save our time. Let's go to verse 10. He said, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. Praise the Lord. If you read from that verse 1 and you continue, the purpose for which Paul was apprehended of the Lord as a bond servant, a man who had no will of himself, is so that the excellency of the wisdom of God might be made known by the church. The church is referring to the Christians. Praise the Lord. So, the purpose for which God made you is so that through your life, he can humble the devil and display his glory. He wants your life to be an expression of his glory on earth. And if that must come to pass, you must follow his pattern for it to be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Do you know why you must seek the kingdom of God first? Yes, I've mentioned it. It is because you are not on earth for yourself, but for God. So we have read that one in the book of Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 21. Praise the Lord. Then we have read Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 10. Let's look at the word seek. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Let's look at the word seek. Can we read it together, everybody? One more time. Let's go, everybody. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Now, the word seek there is a little loaded. What does it mean to seek? Is to engage in diligent search. The word seek in this context is saying you engage in diligent search. Now, if you are to engage in diligent search, then we go to another thing, the word diligence. What does the word diligence mean? Oftentimes people will say it's hard work. It's not actually a right synonym. But diligence is hard work with consistency. Praise the Lord. Hard work with consistency. Hard work that is not done today and left undone again until the next 3 days. If, for example, you do your quiet time today, or you read today, and you refuse to read tomorrow, or you just read anyhow, you are not a diligent student. So, diligence means hard work with consistency. Now, he's saying that in seeking God first, you will do it thoroughly, leaving no stone unturned, but you must be consistent. Praise the Lord. It's not that, oh, I've made up my mind. What I was told in church today, I think I was the one they were talking to. I think I need to change. 1 week, you are faithful in your service and your fellowship with God. After 1 week, you have gone back again. You are not seeking God in an acceptable manner, in a way that will make the fullness of God to come into you. Praise the Lord. We have records of people, a fellow human being, in the early centuries, prayed on a mountain. Some of us were aware. And his knees made marks on the mountain. His knees made marks on the mountain. Because of consistency, he was there until something happened. And that is why you cannot complete the history of Christianity of faith without mentioning his name. Apostle Ayo Babalola. He prayed on a mountain until his knees made marks on the mountain. These are people who had an encounter with God. But to even read your Bible, you manage to read the Grace Devotional. To even open your Bible to read, you are not consistent. It will be difficult for the full-blown glory of God to be seen in somebody's life like that. So we must be diligent in seeking God first. That is, we must be very hardworking and be consistent. Therefore, to seek first the kingdom of God means to pursue the interest of the kingdom of God as a priority. To seek first the kingdom of God means to pursue the interest of the kingdom of God as a priority. It is not secondary to you. It is major to seek the interest of the kingdom of God as a priority. Very quickly, I have just a few minutes to go. How to seek first the kingdom of God? How do we seek first the kingdom of God? How can you claim that seeking the kingdom of God or pursuing the interest of the kingdom of God as a priority is done the way God expects it to be done? Number one, matters of the kingdom must be of interest to you and not a burden. Praise the Lord. Matters of the kingdom must be of interest. It's a must and not a burden. If a program is called, we are not talking of activities as it were. But there is no how you will engage for God that you not do it through activities. Praise the Lord. That things of the kingdom don't bother you again. You don't even care. In the church, it's not your interest again. Whichever way it happens, I'm not one of the pastors. I'm not, in fact, that's why you see some people, they have been in the church for years, but they are not in any unit. They are not. It's not the church. It's not the founder that you are doing that to. It's against your individual destiny. Because we give account to God. Praise the Lord. How many times has our daddy in the house called us to his office or called you to his office and said, come and give me the account of your Christian life since you gave your life to Christ? How many times? Maybe you go for counseling and he's asking how has been your spiritual life. But he will not come and call you and say, come and give me account of how you have been doing your spiritual life. No! But do you know there is somebody that is taking record of your life? And you will give account to him. So the same person is saying, seek me with the whole of your heart. So how do you know that you are seeking God first? Matters of the kingdom must be of interest to you. It must not be a burden. When you were told of that program or of that fasting, they have come again with their trouble. Oh, I thought I would be able to eat. Yes, sometimes your body may demand food or may be demanding for food. You may need to eat. Sometimes you may not be able to do it. But it has become part of you. You can't even fast again. You can't fast again. How many of us are still maintaining it? If you ever did it, your personal fasting day, how many of us are doing it again? That's if you ever did it. But some people don't even have a day of their personal time of fasting. How will the kingdom of God be of interest to you? You are full of self. Everything food. You are too heavy to pray. Do you know that if you eat too much, you don't engage in spiritual activities, your spiritual antenna will be dull. Have you experienced it? Just keep eating, and don't subject yourself to spiritual activities. You will be dull. The devil will be cooking pounded yam beside you. You will not know because you are too dull. You have eaten pounded yam, you have eaten rice, you have eaten ice cream, everything you have eaten. You are not sensitive to spiritual things again. Before now, if anything will happen to a brother or a sister, overnight you will get to know. But today, where are you? Where are you? They are even telling you about your life. You said it's not true. It's even your life. You can't even confirm that it's true. Spiritual matters don't move you again. You are not bothered. You are not looking for a way of seeking the face of God. You want to seek God. Those who go after God, the world used to go after them. If you go after God, the world will go after you. He said, all these things will be added unto you. If you go after God, the world will go after you. Spiritual matters must be of interest to you. You can put down these scriptures, may not be able to read because of our time. Colossians chapter 3. You can read from verse 1 to 4. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. I've mentioned that one today. It said, where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. If you are here this morning, for complete 1 week, you did not do your quiet time. You didn't do any spiritual activity, and your heart did not prick you. You need to go back to the cross. You need to go back. A day should not go. A day should not go. If you have not met the maker of your destiny and you step out, you are stepping into error. Anything can happen to that person. Anything can happen to that person. What makes you to be in control of life is the presence of God in you. And if you fail to spend time with Him, you have already blocked the channel of the infilling of the presence of God in your life. So what is your interest? We know you are busy, but don't forget, you are a full-time Christian. Whatever else you are doing is on a part-time basis. Because after here, do you know that that your job, once we close our eyes in death, you will not present that job to God. Will that job follow you there? In fact, that beautiful house, that car that will drive itself, once the person leaves this world, that car will not go with the person. If they bury the person with the car, it will just decay in the ground. But do you know that your Christian walk with God will follow you beyond the grave? That's why I said you are a full-time Christian. Don't be deceived by what the devil is doing. You are a full-time Christian. Every other thing you are doing is on a part-time basis. We can add Matthew chapter 22, from verse 37 to verse 40. Romans chapter 8 and verse 5. Psalm chapter 37 and verse 4. Let's read that Psalm 37 and verse 4. Say, one thing I have desired of the Lord. Psalm 37 verse 4. Said, delight yourself also in the Lord. Please mark the word delight. Delight yourself is a responsibility. Make it a responsibility to have interest in the Lord. Say, delight yourself in the Lord. You must create that interest in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Praise the Lord. Number two, then I will conclude with number three. You must make God your priority. You must make God your priority. Luke chapter 14, verse 26. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3. And Psalm 27 and verse 4. Make God your priority. If you must seek God first, God must indeed be your priority. If you have not pleased God, you see, I know some people experience that if you fail to do your quiet time, and you go to eat, that food will not have taste in your mouth. Do I have a witness in the house? There are people, if you have not done your quiet time and you go to eat, it will be like you are eating something without taste. Because you have not met with your maker. He said, you must make God your priority. Number three, serve God with your resources. That's one of the ways to seek the kingdom of God first. Serve God with your resources. And I'm going to list out some few things with your time. With your time. I will just give the scriptures. You can read those scriptures on your own. With your time. With your money. In prayers. In soul winning. Now, let me quickly talk on this with your time. There is no how you want to seek God first, and you say, no, I'm not a fan of activities. It's too much. Every Sunday we'll be in church. Tuesday will come. Wednesday will come. It is when we come together that it's like you take your car to the filling station to be refueled. When we gather together in the church, we get refueled. We get the infilling of God. It doesn't mean you can't get it on your own. But the Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. So when we fellowship together, it enhances your spirituality. It promotes your sensitivity. It gingers you up to be more for God. So you must create time. Don't miss programs. There are spiritual platforms for you to build up yourself in the Lord. And giving, there is no way you can prove to God that you love Him and you not give. The Bible says, John 3:16, For God so loved the world. And what did he do afterwards? He gave his only begotten son. You see, actually, the word giving has been abused today. But the fact that it has been abused does not mean it is not the truth. You must give. If you don't give, you have not completed your worship or your fellowship with the Lord. Therefore, God so loved the world and he gave his only begotten son. You can't serve God and say you love God and you not give to him. And let me tell you, sometimes he will demand you to give what will be painful to you. The place of glory will never come without going through pain. Give to him and you will see how God will prosper you. Soul winning, that is the heartbeat of God. If you don't engage in soul winning, you are far from the reward of the kingdom. Because that is the heartbeat of God. Let's put down Exodus chapter 23, verses 25 to 26. Say, you will serve the Lord thy God, he will bless your bread and your water, and he will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Say, the number of your days you will fulfill. Then 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 to 19. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 to 10. In conclusion, seeking first the kingdom of God is your life security. Seeking first the kingdom of God is your life security. Let's read Proverbs chapter 12, verse 23, verse 28. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 28. Seeking first the kingdom of God is your life security. He said, in the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. Praise the Lord. Can we read it together, church? In the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. So seeking God first is your life security. That is what will secure you from the Holocaust, from the pandemic of the world, from the evil that comes from the devil. He said, in the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. If you fail to seek God first, you are simply opening up yourself for the devil to manipulate. But it's my prayer for you that the devil will not manipulate your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said the enemy will not succeed manipulating your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know that you are special to God? Do you believe that you are special to God? Do you know that you have a place in the agenda of God? Do you know that God is waiting for you to give him praise? God is expecting your life as a worship. He's expecting your life as a worship. Hallelujah. Can we please be upstanding this morning and just talk to God and speak to him in any way that the word you have heard this morning has touched your life? That God will enable you, will empower you to be able to seek him and seek him as a priority. That God will enable you to be able to seek him as your priority. I know you have gotten something this morning. Can you just speak to God based on what God has spoken to you this morning? That your life will be an expression of the glory of God. That your life will bring joy. Your life will bring glory to God. Your life will bring honor to God. In the name of Jesus. Are you speaking to him? Speak to God this morning. Based on what he has spoken to you, let him know that you are ready for him to move through your life and make your life an expression of his glory on earth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Speak to him this morning. Tell God, Lord, help my understanding of the truth. In the name of Jesus. You know, we have read it. We said it in the book of Proverbs 21 verse 16. That a man that strays away from the path of understanding will rest in the company of the dead. Speak to God this morning and say, God, open my understanding to know you more. Cause me to know you more. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
We sure hope you have been blessed by the teaching of the Word of God. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, don't stop listening to the Word of God. For more messages from us, visit our website, www.thf.org.ng. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at THF Church NG. Thank you.